Friend, this is Dan Reilly, and I haven't been with you in a while, at least not this way. I hope we've been together in many ways. Maybe you've listened to other podcasts, or maybe, as you and I do, as we fall deep into quiet or allow ourselves a moment somewhere where we feel protected and guarded, our hearts open to many, and the many might not be people near us. So maybe you and I are in each other's hearts right now. And we have been remembering each other. Here we are today. It's the Feast of the Holy Trinity. And Proverbs is beautiful. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at first before the earth. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there, his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before God all the while, playing on the surface of the earth. And I found delight in the human race. I find great delight in this passage on this day when I could try to move my mind into what is this Trinity, or realize that God has moved into us. God's dwelling is within us and among us. And that's the way we remember. It may be thoughts of one another or some other aspect of the world, but the biggest remembering right now is, as St. Francis would say, that you and I create within ourselves a place where God might dwell. That might have its own arrogance about it, because God has already created that place. I suppose it's waking up to it and then having the habit of returning there. And the moving like a dog might, moving around in that space and settling down into it. This wonder of this indwelling of the Creator that delights in creation, that established it, and that we were there. This is the Christ in whom we live and move and have our being. And we're invited in some real way to get up and play. Joining this with a Romans passage 5:1-5 for this Trinity Sunday, the sense of glory of God is really the hope of God abiding in us. But you and I know it doesn't just happen. And Paul does too. He talks about how afflictions produce endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And this hope will not disappoint. For me today, those words are so strong and rich, because in my own life and around me, at times there can feel like reasons for giving up hope or being uncertain about what we hope in. I think the value of that for me right now is that it invites me to say, what is it? Who is it that I hope in? That would be my delight. That would be my playmate in the world. That would call me into a reign of God that's a banquet and a place of dance and song forever. In other words, am I open to, in my hope, placing my hope in the Creator God? The mystery of God's ongoing work within us, within us, within that dwelling place, up from deep within, each of us, each creature, and all of creation. it's helpful, and it has been over time, to think of God up there in heaven. And, you know, there's some sense of that that probably is helpful. I think it's a sense of what is exalted and maybe above the fray of the world and its turmoil. But it misses the deeper sense of what Jesus was trying to tell us and is present here on this wonderful Sunday as you and I take a little time together. And it may not be on this Sunday, so forgive me if I suggest when you're taking time with this. Greg has his own time and his own wonderful way of producing these, so it may not be out for a couple days. And we might say, gee, is it dated then? At the core of this, I wouldn't claim it at all for myself. At the core of this is a reflection that is eternal. This indwelling, this dancing before the face of God, this creation, this creating God, this hope that is beyond but within those things that we endure. We might say in our world it's directional. And these things are signs, not stop signs, but signs of where things are going. Not clear. Yes, mystery. Sometimes darkness. And yet the light of Christ beams forth from within and leads us on from here. And so you and I might take a few moments in listening to Paul, just be convicted in the deepest sense of that, finding trust and hope within us, knowing that affliction does produce endurance, endurance proven character, which means we're tried and true people. We're doing our best, and it doesn't just beat us up. It shapes and forms us, this life we live, these difficulties we have. And proven character, hope. And Paul says, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God, here we are, has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Deep within this indwelling place of God, as we pause in quiet right now, is full of this hope, this wonder, this capacity to get up and play again, to enter into the delights of a day after discouragement. There's a deep conversion going on by this spirit of new life and a new age and a new time poured out and dwelling in us now. Peace and blessings to you, my friend, and I'm grateful that we continue to get together like this. We hold each other in prayer, and I thank you for yours as I continue to heal and recover from my own challenges. And we pray for a world that so needs healing. And we join each other in that hope that it will be. It is being healed now by the Spirit poured out in us and others, that we might get up and live the richness of this indwelling Spirit of peace. Be still and know that God dwells within us. Peace.
Open my eyes, Lord. to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see.